USA Radio News.
President Trump pushed for Congress to strike a bipartisan deal to strengthen our border security that includes funding for a border wall. The president took to Twitter and said Republicans and Democrats must come together finally with a major border security package that will include funding for a wall. Tom Homan is a former acting director of ICE and a Fox News contributor.
The reason the borders, the numbers are high right now is because Congress has failed to act. They failed to build a wall. They have failed to close the loopholes that are causing these caravans. They have failed to raise a bar for asylum. They have failed to give ICE enough beds so they don't have to catch and release.
Millions of Americans are on the hunt for Black Friday deals. Now, holiday shoppers have already spent $1.7 billion online since Wednesday, but that number is expected to grow as many folks hit the outlet malls and stores today. Others who choose to skip Black Friday, well, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And, for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code. Because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
A tragic shooting in Milwaukee leaves a young girl dead. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
2 years ago, when sixth grader Sandra Parks was at Milwaukee's Keith Avenue School, she wrote an essay about gun violence that took third place in the school's annual Martin Luther King Jr. essay contest. This past week, the 13-year-old was shot and killed when a gunman opened fire on her house. Her mother, Bernice Parks, told mourners at a vigil outside her home,
"She's still going to be my angel. Everybody that she knew, everybody that came her path, she made them happy. She didn't like nobody to be sad or down."
Police have charged two men in the shooting. It's unclear if that home was targeted.
Harold and Tina Ehrenberg were doing some cleaning up, and they just happened to stumble upon a lottery ticket that was worth $1.8 million.
I just sat there with, you know, receipts and other lottery tickets and just accumulated and was sitting there for a long time.
After taxes, they collected a cool $1.2 million within days of that ticket expiring. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Mexican immigration agents have detained almost all of the Central American migrants on a fourth caravan that recently entered Mexico seeking to reach the United States. Sarah Carter is a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. She joined them on one of their most recent podcasts and talks about what it was like when she was with a migrant caravan coming up from Guatemala to Mexico.
And then what I saw was unbelievable. As we get closer to the border and I walk my way up from the migrant camp, this makeshift camp, there were 1,500 approximately, I mean, give or take, men marching across the border into Guatemala, carrying a Honduran flag, a brand new Honduran flag, not a tattered one. They did not look tired. They did not remind me of refugees. Now, my career, I spent a lot of my career overseas. I covered Afghanistan and Pakistan, as particularly the U.S. War in Afghanistan. And so I was very familiar with refugees and migrants and refugee crisis. This situation was different. It was very well coordinated. They did not appear to be fleeing under any duress. And there were not a lot of families. It was a lot of men.
For that entire podcast, please check out IWF.org. Some fascinating and interesting stuff there. And you can check us out online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.